Oh, it's my pleasure. Okay, and here's Paul to apply the rate.
Hi there, Michelle. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions that you might have. She also says you have a website on the way, so she wants me to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Things are coming together. I had a fun-filled morning where
okay.
I learned I didn't have a trip. I bought an S350 working model. And
yeah,
they didn't install my trailer brakes.
Oh my goodness. Really? Okay.
So I'm being so serious. I'm like, what's the point of buying an F-350 that can't pull a trailer?
Exactly. Exactly.
So they called me back up and they're like, hey, we'll install it for free. I'm like, you better.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. So, well, at least that's getting fixed. And I know that you've got the website on the way. You've got the verified Google listing. And when do you think that website would be completed?
Let me I have to call Eddie.
Okay.
I have to call
but
Eddie.
But I mean, days away, weeks away, months away?
Days away. It's just,
days away.
I don't know.
That's
been working on it.
Yeah, no, I mean,
okay. We
can't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight, so we do not need that website ready tomorrow. But if it's going to be done within the next week or so, it would take us, if we were to build a website for you, it would take us about 7 to 10 business days. So it seems like your website will be completed in a shorter time period. So that's going to be perfect. You've already got that Google listing. Like I said, you've got 12 Google reviews, 5 stars. That's fantastic. With a website attached and then making it easy for people to find that listing with the website, right now people basically have to type in your business name to find it and even your zip code. So it's kind of like a digital business card. But what Tara was describing, that local map, that first page placement, that's the service that we would be providing for you where people would not even need to know the name of your company, but they'll find you when they go on Google or Bing and they're typing in tree service, tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal. As long as they're in your service area looking for keywords and services that you provide, your company and that website will pop right up. Now, I am able to reduce the cost because a couple of things. I know that you've got that website coming. We don't have to build that. Tara also did attach an Angie profile, Home Advisor powered by Angie. I know that's a lead-based service, very, very different than what we do. But how's that working out for
they've
you?
They've been very trashy with me. They've been really, really trashy with me.
Ooh.
I had to take some very negative measures to protect myself from them.
Oh boy, goodness.
Again.
Okay. Yeah, well.
So, I'm pretty sure, sorry to interrupt, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a phone call from them again.
Okay.
Because they're supposed to be withdrawing from my bank account today again, but
oh,
it's been blocked.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So I'm going to get a phone call from them again, and we're going to go from there.
Okay. Well, the reason that I even mention is that I know that it's an expensive service. Even if it worked, you know, it's pretty expensive. And especially since you said it's not working at all, that's why I wanted to reduce the cost of our service as much as I can. And especially since you already have that website on the way in a couple of days, you know, it's perfect timing to get this going for you. Now, of course, we'll create all the additional content that Google wants to see, whether it's known to the public, like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page or any of the other content that might not be as known to the public, but still equally important, like a website. It'll talk about your company, your services, your service area. You'll have Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. Now, we would even include a Facebook campaign, paid social media campaign with the Facebook ads. Those are really affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is going to go a long way, cover your entire service area for the entire month, about 400 clicks. Now, with the reduced pricing, it's actually going to save you 50%, a little bit more than 50%, save you $300 off of the $599, which is the normal cost. You'd be looking at a flat rate of just $299, and that would be a fixed rate, not an introductory rate that would balloon up on you later on. It is a month-to-month service, and as long as you keep the service, you're going to save that $300 every month. It's going to be exactly $299. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, of course, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working for you. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Sold.
It's Noble Tree Services with the LLC. I mean, did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business?
Yeah, you can put the LLC in there, yes. But okay, the minute you said $300, you got me booked.
Well, I mean, like I said, my job is to make it affordable for you. My heart goes out to business owners that are using Angie. I mean, I've been doing it long enough to know, I mean, before it was HomeAdvisor powered by Angie, it simply was HomeAdvisor. You go back 10 years, it was Service Magic, same company, same kind of business model. They get a lead and they sell it to six or eight other guys, and sometimes you get the lead days after your competitors do. They don't even answer the phone, and that still counts as a valid lead. So I know that that service doesn't work for a lot of people.
No. That's not what pissed me off. I didn't care about that.
Okay.
I didn't care about that. What happened was they got sued. So did Thumbtack.
Right.
So they had to sit there and change their, they had to sit there and change everything to subscription basis.
Yeah.
I didn't care about that.
Okay.
So here I did. I made a phone call. After I sat there and made the phone call, I said, I'm only going to try you guys out for 1 month. If you guys do really good, we'll continue. And then I tell them, I only want this area and this area. So
okay.
He sits there and puts about 200 zip codes in
God.
I only wanted about 50. And
okay.
Then he sat there and signed me up for a full year when I only said 1 month.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, but that kind of shady tactics. I mean, I hear that so many times. People swear up and down,
yeah.
Oh, they told me I only pay for the jobs that I get. It's not per lead. And then they find out they got charged $1,000 over the weekend. And I mean, it's just
you got it.
That I hear. It's crazy. So, I mean, you mentioned limiting zip codes. Would you still want to do that with us? Or, I mean, you're really not going to be limited to where you want to show up.
No, don't worry about the limiting. Don't worry about the limiting zip codes part. But here goes the funny part. This is where it kicked me off, and this is where I had to take the negative measures on my end.
Mm-hmm.
I told them I wanted to cancel, and they said, well, you have to pay a third of your contract before you're allowed to cancel. I'm like, excuse me?
Mm.
He's like, what do you mean? He goes, you signed up for a year. I'm like, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
He's like, yes, you did. I'm like, no, I didn't. And then here goes the funny part. They say they record all their phone calls, so I had a specialist call me back, and she goes, oh, we don't record the Florida phone calls.
Oh, because they did record it, they listened to it, and they heard that you didn't want the 1 year, and they signed you up for it anyway. So
you
then they pretended like, oh, we didn't actually record it. So, and then what? Were they still trying to get that termination fee out of you, or no? I mean, I hope they're not.
The minute I hung up the phone, and I didn't tell them yes to terminate, the minute I hung up the phone, the second minute I called the bank and put a block on it, and they got me my money back.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Now, they actually have an address listed here for you, but your business is service-based, right? The 744 Maya Susan Loop, that's probably a residence, right? Customers don't go there.
Residence, yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to be for long, but that's my residence.
Got it. And you wouldn't want the public to know where you live, even if it's, that address changes. Customers don't come to you. There's no showroom or brick-and-mortar location that the public needs to know about.
I don't mind.
Okay.
I have nothing to hide.
Gotcha. Okay. That's okay because Google will actually list that address if you're okay with it.
Okay,
perfect. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you, the 386-748-3996. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, it's a smartphone. But I don't want that I don't want that number to be showing up because that's my personal.
That's
I want my business
number.
Line to be, yes, I want the business line
business
to show up.
You have a number?
Yes.
What is that number?
407-663.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9069.
9069. So I've got 407-663-9069 as the business number. And then what is a good email address? This is really just for us to contact you, send you longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your record. So it could be a personal email. Nobody would see it.
No. Business
perfect.
All the way.
Even better.
It's the whole tree business name. Noble Tree Services.
Okay. But not the LLC.
Gmail.com.
Not the LLC,
not
though,
the
in the email, but you want it included.
Yes.
And then Tara never did get your last name.
Blues. That's Bravo Lima Echo Uniform Sierra.
Okay, gotcha. And then, She says your name is Mitchell, but you go by Michelle.
Yeah, I
right?
go by Michelle. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And then the next step here is to schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, et cetera, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. You don't necessarily have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, kind of just basic off the top of your head knowledge questions regarding your business. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, and this is just to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. It is, in fact, a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Noble Tree Services LLC, even if it's you, Michelle, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And of course, if anyone were to call you, they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Can we do a different one, or we have to do those?
Well, it's a drop-down box, and the only other one is your mother's maiden name, and I never
that's
would
the one I want.
That one. Oh, it is. Okay, perfect.
No,
we can do that one.
No, I want it specifically because it's foreign.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you asked. What is the answer, and how do you spell it?
M-A-R-I-E hyphen A-N-N-E.
A-N-N-E. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Then P space P-I-E-R-R-E-J-U-L-E-S. Mayan Pejul.
Oh, perfect.
You get me? That's why I want it.
Yeah, no, I got it. That I like it. I like it a lot. I did type it in. You're all set and squared away there. And then, you know, the one thing that I'm trying to do here is make this as affordable for you as I can. Normally there's a setup fee on the account, and it could be as high as $299, but I'm going to take $100 off of the setup fee because you've got the website coming. I'm going to take $100 off of the setup fee because of your experience with Angie. I'm taking $300 off the monthly cost because of, you know, the website, the Angie's, you know, the fact that you're able to take on so many different projects here. I think this is going to be fantastic for you. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the very first month. So it's $398 out the door to get everything started, $299 every month after that. So you're saving $500 in your first month and $300 every month after that. Now, are you going to be available later today for that follow-up call with our technician?
Yes. If you want to do it tomorrow, it would be better because tomorrow I have another half day. I got a lot to do today.
Yeah, we don't have to make it harder for you, but we do want to get it done as quickly as we can. So tomorrow we could do as early as 10 o'clock or as late as 6.
Do this. If I can't do it today, do it tomorrow.
Okay, we can schedule it today and we can try to call you, and then it would get rescheduled for the same time tomorrow.
What time do you have to? Well, try 6 o'clock again.
6 o'clock. So we'll try 6 o'clock today. We'll call you three times between 6 and 6:30. And at that point, I mean, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about 30, 40 minutes. So if we don't reach it by 6:30, we will reschedule it for 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll try it, like I said, three times today between 6 and 6:30. Hopefully we can get you. If not, it'll be rescheduled automatically. You'll get the email saying that we've rescheduled it for tomorrow at 6. Today you'll get a reminder email at 5 that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And I will send you in a little bit here a calendar invite just to your email address that we have on file. The invite is really just for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And again, this is going to be the total of $398 today. Month to month after that, it is $299 as an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per click call or job or a percentage of your profits. How did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa will work.
Visa. And is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both?
Both. You can put the both.
And how do you spell your first name? I mean, on the card, is it just M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L?
Two L's, yeah.
Two L's, yeah. Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. No middle initial, though, right?
Yes. F.
Did you say F like Frank or F like Sam?
F as in Foxtrot.
F like Foxtrot, gotcha. Perfect, perfect. And then you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Michelle, I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427-3225-4240-1083.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/29.
11/2029. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
251.
251. So you said 251, 251 on the back, 11 or November of 2029 for the expiration. And the card itself, was it 4427, 3225, 4240, 1083?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 744 Maya Susan Loop?
Affirmative.
And that is 32712.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification because we're a Google partner. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service, that we're reducing the one-time setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Michelle, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Noble Tree Services, LLC.
And that is exactly how I do have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mitchell Blues, owner and operator of Noble Tree Services, LLC.
Perfect. And as the owner and operator of Noble Tree Services, LLC, of course, Michelle, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, just to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Michelle, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Oh, yeah. Why would I let money sit on the table?
100%. I call my clients, and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, I know that I will call them back. It's my client, but I also know it's the business number, and if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not set up, I can't even leave a message, I'm not going to try to call back later. I'm going to call somebody else. So, of course, we don't want you to miss those opportunities, and I'm sure you're going to be pretty proactive in getting those phone calls answered. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement against month to month. The reason that we ask, well, first of all, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we do that NAPW audit. We make sure that any information that's already out there, name, address, phone number, website, of course, all that information is accurate, current, and consistent. Of course, we will make sure that no physical address. Well, you said we could actually leave that address on there, so we could do that too. But we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. So it's not an exclusivity rule, but we just want to know if anything else, any additional content that we're not creating, ends up online so we can make sure the information is consistent with the information we have here. That's fair enough, right?
That is very fair.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself, reducing this the one-time setup fee, with it, of course, being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 13th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month in the further reduced amount of just $299. Again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, etc. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could, in fact, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we do request, though, to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would call our client support team and call them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Michelle, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, yes, and more yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, our automated system is going to send you a welcome email. It's your confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there, the support email. If you do have a pen handy, or if you want to just type it in your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Is it in the email?
It is in the email. You'll get that email in about a minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless it's either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is going to be on there as well. Oh, you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, which is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that as a text message. Let me know when you receive either the email or the text. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I did want to get my client interview technician started here. Are you wanting to be listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Okay. And then
I got the
hours,
local splash, yep.
Your hours,
I'm really busy.
It? Oh, no problem.
I don't know if you can walk me through anything else. But
let me get you off the phone real quick, but open it up. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Okay. Yeah, I see that. Hold on. It came through again. Let me, got it. Please click here. Okay.
Goes to the terms of experience. Click the three boxes. And then type in your name as it appears there. Hit confirm signature.
I'm waiting for the up there. There we go. The care. Okay, done. And
all
then
right.
I can't get to the confirmed signature part. It's not. Hold on. Let me try to go sideways.
I was just about to tell you. That's exactly what I recommend. As long as you're not locked in portrait mode.
Signature does not match. Hold on. I gotta
that's
put my.
Middle initial, but no period. sometimes finicky about case sensitivity, but an exact match would have
Okay. I signed.
So you don't have to worry about logging into your account. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. But after we do your client interview, you're going to get confirmation when your dashboard is active. You'll find a welcome email that should be sent out to you in a couple of minutes. That's going to have your login credentials. You can't change your username, but you can change your password, okay? I don't want to take too much more time for you, but we do have that call scheduled at 6. If you're available, we'll talk to you then. If not, we'll reschedule for tomorrow.
Yep.
Real pleasure, Michelle. I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
You too. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.